Thank you, various documents for the transaction, including project agreements, comprehensive business plans, government consent and support agreements, shareholders agreements, and optical agreements, among others, are being reviewed and negotiated by the Attorney General's Department, the Ministry of Petroleum, the Maori Refinery, the Ministry of Finance, and Metro South. TOR has submitted the review documents to result for their consideration. The negotiated government consent and support agreement and other related agreements and documents will, as required by law and practice, be submitted to Cabinet for approval and thereafter submitted to Parliament for ratification. The government of Ghana and TOR team grant have the GCSE and other related documents before Parliament by the second quarter this year. The history of the Maori Refinery is that the Ghana Supply Commission had always provided the working capital needed to import crude oil. We know that the Maori Refinery has had challenges without working capital to import crude oil. And so the whole idea is to make sure that we bring in player with the working capital and the capacity to partner to import crude oil. The processes leading to that happening is what we are engaged. Mr. Speaker, let me make it very clear. The partnership between the Maori Refinery and Petro Saudi is to diverse any asset of TOR. The Maori Refinery is not for sale. There is an engagement on the marketing arm of the Maori Refinery. That is all what we are engaging. And let me make it clear. The government of Ghana does not intend to sell the Maori Refinery. We are bringing in a partner that will provide the working capital to work with all of the marketing arm and bring in crude oil. We are working on the processes, and as soon as we are done, that process will begin. In the meantime, the government is committed to continue to invest in the Maori Refinery to make it efficient. The Ministry of Petroleum is committed to ensuring that the Maori Refinery operates efficiently with consistent supply of crude oil. In 2011, the Ministry of Petroleum, then the Ministry of Energy and Petroleum, conducted a comprehensive audit of the Maori Refinery. The audit identified TOR's challenges as being mainly technical and commercial and concluded that TOR needed to complete the plant stabilization and enhancement project on the crude distillation unit, residual fuel catalytic cracking units to enable it to procure crude and run efficiently. After the audit, the Maori Refinery submitted a comprehensive action plan and capital expenditure budget for plant stabilization and profitability enhancement projects, which amounted to about $7.7 million. Subsequently, the Ministry of Petroleum facilitated the release of the first tranche of $30 million from the Ministry of Finance to TOR to initiate implementation of the enhancement project. Work on the first phase of the project has been substantially completed. Earlier this year, the Ministry of Finance has successfully completed an internal audit to validate the disbursement of the $30 million by TOR. After the audit, the Ministry of Petroleum and TOR have engaged the Ministry of Finance to release the outstanding balance of $37.7 million, which has been approved and is awaiting disbursement. When the first phase of rehabilitation was completed, a number of companies have expressed interest in the supply of crude to TOR. The Ministry will continue to work with TOR to ensure full completion of the enhancement project. This is the surest way to ensure that TOR runs at optimum level to enable a secure, consistent supply of crude oil. I think the first phase of the work that was done has had a very significant impact. I know that work was done on the furnace to ensure efficiency and reduce how much crude was used in processing, for example. I know that part of that funds was used to purchase a 6.5 megawatt generator, and a lot of major work to ensure efficiency has been completed. It will be very important to note that just the last 2 months, the Maori Refinery received 1,000 metric tons of crude and has processed that crude. That, as with any other refinery, they process crude, and at some point when the need requires, it is shut down for maintenance. I will be able to get specifics from the engineers on the percentage level of performance. As we speak, I don't have that information.